Hello everyone, in this podcast I want to talk about changes to Windows and Microsoft as a company. Recently I installed Linux on my Windows 10 old laptop. Yes, you heard it right, I installed Linux on Windows, and that was not really the dual boot, that was actually tightly integrated with the Windows operating system. So there is a new concept called Windows subsystem for Linux. Not really a concept, but it is something real. You can actually install this Windows subsystem for Linux in Windows 10. And you have few options. You can, of course, first enable it in your Windows programs and features. When you enable WSL, and when you also enable the virtual platform manager, you can then download Linux from the Microsoft store. So right now I believe you can easily install Ubuntu and Kali Linux. So I installed Kali Linux, and I also made a video on this topic, and I was quite happy with the outcome. So when you install this Linux, Kali Linux or Ubuntu on your Windows, you will then get a console or a terminal within your Windows, but you can also have UI if you want. So you can install maybe a window manager like XFCE within your Kali Linux, and you can then install maybe RDP, remote desktop protocol, and then you can also log into your Linux running within Windows using a remote desktop, and it works quite well. I'm right now exploring what all I can do with that. So this is really interesting because Microsoft as a company has never been Linux friendly. They never released used to approve that open source projects or Linux in general is good. But now they are introducing, or they have introduced, Windows subsystem for Linux. And not only this, today I was looking at the Windows Terminal. So Windows Terminal is basically an application where you can run in multiple tabs, PowerShell, Command Prompt, Kali Linux Terminal, or maybe Azure Shell within the same application. And it is amazing. It has multiple tabs. And I think for system admin work, this can be really interesting because it will really make the life easy. And on top of that, it is an open source project. So Microsoft is also contributing to, or it is also making a lot of open source projects. They recently, not recently, but in the near past, they also bought GitHub, which is really interesting. And now they are actively promoting open source by even making their own applications as open source. And I'm quite excited about this. I think now I will not be hesitant in using Windows as my main operating system. I have been using Fedora for a long time. And although I'm comfortable using all the three main operating systems, Windows, Mac, and Linux, but my main operating system has always been Fedora, which I find really wonderful because you can customize a lot of things, and I'm used to it. But I'm equally familiar, or I should say I'm also comfortable working on Mac and also Windows, but I don't really use Windows as my main operating system because I never really felt that it is as customizable as Linux. But of course, when you're using Linux, it is not just about the customizable aspects of it. It is also about your belief in open source. And this is all I wanted to share in this podcast. I will be continuing exploring this change in Microsoft as a company. I will be now keeping an eye on different things, different amazing things that you can do with, hopefully with applications that can run nicely on Windows. So I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. Thank you very much.